397 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 865, you know why. Ah, you did know that Conley could write. You knew it not only because he wrote the notes for you through which you sought to place the responsibility for this crime on another man, but you knew it because he checked up the boxes of pencils, and he had written you numerous notes to get money from you, just like he borrowed money from those other people in that factory. You knew that the most powerful fact that could be brought to light showing who committed this dastardly crime was to find who penned the notes placed with the body. And yet, although you saw them, according to your own statement, at police headquarters, and saw them there the very Sunday morning that the crime was committed, not a word, although the notes themselves said that the crime was done by a Negro. It is not necessary to discuss that further. Frank says, with reference to this visit of Conley to the factory, after Conley had gone through over yonder and demonstrated in detail, as told you by Branch, and in the same length of time and almost to the minute that Conley himself says it took, too, though Conley only knows the clock registered 4 minutes to 1 and doesn't know anything about the balance of the time, he says, with reference to the visit of Conley to the jail, when Conley wanted to confront him, I told them if they got the permission I told them through my friend Mr. Klein, that if they got the permission of Mr. Rosser to come, I would speak to them, would speak to Conley and face him or anything they wanted, if they got the permission of Mr. Rosser. Mr. Rosser was on that day up at Tallulah Falls trying a case. But Mr. Rosser got back, didn't he? Mr. Rosser didn't remain at Tallulah Falls. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, measuring my words as I utter them, and if you have sense enough to get out of a shower of rain, you know it's true, that never in the history of the Anglo-Saxon race, never in the history of the African race in America, never in the history of any other race, did an ignorant, filthy Negro accuse a white man of a crime and...